Hello, everybody. This is Wyatt Cooper, Wyatt Cooper Podcast. Today, we're going to be looking at CBD, also known as cannabidiol, component found in marijuana. We're going to be looking at the medicinal aspects of it, as well as how it plays into government regulation. I got a driving question here for everyone. Have we researched CBD enough to fully understand its health benefits? And when will the federal government acknowledge the possible medicinal aspects of the compound that is derived from marijuana? So, when looking at CBD, it's important to know what it is, the history of it, and how it's derived. So, CBD is one of 113 phytocannabinoids. Basically, it's just a chemical compound found in marijuana. The history of it starts in 1940, when a Harvard chemist named Roger Adams was the first person to derive the oil from the plant, and this was just by accident, but this sparked further research. And then in 1946, Dr. Walter S. Lowe used CBD to experiment on lab animals, and he concluded that CBD did not alter the mental state of the animals. Further research, and then in the 60s, the first therapeutic form of CBD oil was released by the British Pharmacopoeia in the 60s. Yeah. So, CBD can't really be extracted by itself, so it is extracted using solvents. And there's two common ways that it's extracted. One is through the use of carbon dioxide, and that is just putting it under high pressure on the plant, and that derives the oil. Another is through the grain alcohol ethanol, and this is the most common use in vape pens we see today. So they derive the oil from the plant, but many professionals argue that this ethanol process cancels out many of the medicinal properties of the plant. So when looking how CBD plays a role in legal notions, we can see that technically CBD is legal, and it is unregulated federally. But the way that people obtain CBD is a different story. The cannabis plant could be split and classified into two things, hemp and marijuana. Hemp basically is just the plant itself, while marijuana is the plant that includes the intoxicating component, THC, the part of the plant that is known to get people high. So, when CBD is derived from hemp, it is very legal, but federally speaking, when CBD is derived from marijuana, it is not. So, it just depends how you get it. Hemp, which has been harvested for its industrial use of its derived products, is one of the strongest fibers in the world, and it is used for very common things like food, rope, clothing, paper, housing material, and more. It is even believed to be the first crop that is harvested by humans. Hemp was known as a Schedule 1 substance, but thanks to the 2018 Farm Bill, the cultivation of hemp is now allowed and is not considered a Schedule 1 substance anymore. The difference between the two is that marijuana has a 0.3% THC by dry weight, so there is very little difference. But this is what the federal government considers intoxicating. Like I said before, the market for CBD is highly unregulated, and many companies are like falsely advertising their products to include CBD, saying that they have this amount of CBD in it, but it's just not true. It's a lot of false advertising. They're also saying that CBD is a dietary supplement, and they're advertising it as that, which is not true. So, and this is bad. So the FDA recently came out and said that they are going to start investigating into the development of marijuana and its derived products, commonly known, CBD. And they're also going to look at the misuse of labels that companies are using all the time. And this was released on April 2nd, 2019. So we could see that, federally speaking, they are barely beginning to acknowledge CBD for what it is. And on May 31st, there is going to be a public hearing, 2019, where the public, anyone, companies can come forward and help put their input for how it is going to be regulated, because steps are going to be taken now. So, before diving into actual benefits of CBD, I'd like to look at people who actually use it today and, you know, what they have to say about it. So, I found a study conducted by the U.S. National Library of Medicine that just asked people around the world a little survey about CBD and their experiences with it. And the conclusion was that 62% of CBD users said that they used CBD to treat a medical condition. Of those 62%, 36% of those users said that CBD treated their ailments well without any other supplements. 4.6 of those people said not very well. That's small percentage. So in conclusion, the study said that people who are using CBD use it as a specific therapy for multiple diverse medical conditions, particularly pain, anxiety, and sleeping disorders. So looking into the therapeutic effects, I found a couple things. I found a report titled The Health Effects of Cannabis and Cannabinoids, and this was conducted by the National Academics of Science, Engineering, and Medicine. So basically, they just evaluated the therapeutic effects of cannabis and, more importantly, CBD. And in several studies, they concluded that in adults with chemotherapy-induced nausea and vomiting, oral cannabinoids are effective antiemetics. And with adults with chronic pain, patients who are treated with cannabinoids or cannabis are more likely to experience clinically significant reduction in pain symptoms. So these were like the biggest takeaways therapeutically, but they also concluded that there are many more ailments that CBD helps with, and that includes anorexia, weight loss associated with HIV, irritable bowel syndrome, also known as IBS, spasticity, Tourette syndrome, dystonia, dementia, glaucoma, traumatic brain injury, addiction, anxiety, depression, sleep disorders, PTSD, schizophrenia, and other psychosis. And this is only scratching the surface. So it's clear to see that, you know, CBD offers these very, very therapeutic effects. Helps with pain relief. That is the biggest thing. So we were only looking at the palliative benefits of CBD and how it can use to ease the pain and whatnot, but it actually treats medical conditions. CBD improves the health of many patients with these disorders. And there were several conditions that and disorders that I looked at, but I couldn't talk about them all, so I just chose a few. I wanted to look at epilepsy for one. I found this clinical trial conducted by the Mayo Clinic, and it was researching the association between CBD and epilepsy in children. So this is how the trial went. Over a 12-week period, these children were either given a placebo drug or CBD, and they were seeing how it affected their seizures. And the conclusion was those children treated with CBD had a 39% decrease in seizures from before. You know, that's just astonishing. That is just astonishing. And a big aspect of this trial is that for the first time, people were using pharmaceutical-grade CBD. And this is called Epidiolex. It's currently being looked into by the FDA, but it shows very high promise of being approved. And in the near future, we can see like CBD being prescribed to people and their ailments through Epidiolex. Something else I looked at was motor-related disorders and how CBD played into that.
I looked at ALS, more commonly known as Lou Gehrig disease, and I found a study conducted by the U.S. National Library of Medicine. And in this study, they concluded that CBD is known to significantly reduce muscle spasms, relieve inflammation, and act as a powerful antioxidant, would help to remove free radicals from the body. Now, the free radicals are what known to the overproduction of free radicals is what is known to be associated with the cause of Lou Gehrig's disease, and seeing that CBD actually treats that and removes some of these free radicals shows that it actually helps with the disease, and that was just a big breakthrough. Another motor-related disorder I found that it treated was neurodegenerative disorders. And more importantly, they were called Parkinson's, Huntington's disease, and even multiple sclerosis. And what's crazy is that the neuroprotective properties of CBD, such as its antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, and anti-exotoxic, allowed them to afford neuroprotection in different neurodegenerative disorders. The final disease that I looked at that really had an effect with CBD is cancer. And I looked into some research done by the National Cancer Institute, where they did studies on mice and rats with cancer and how CBD played into that. And their conclusion was that mice and rats have shown that cannabinoids may inhibit tumor growth by causing cell death, blocking cell growth, and blocking the development of blood vessels needed by tumors to grow. So, as I mentioned before, CBD does have these palliative effects that stop with the chemotherapy side effects. Along with that, it actually slows down tumor growth in cancer. It stops tumor growth in cancer. So this is something that can be utilized in the future with further research. But we really don't know much more than that now. So where does that leave us now? I think it's safe to say that CBD does have medicinal benefits more than we can imagine, but we are not utilizing it to its full effects. There's so much more research that needs to be done before this gets released to the public and we can actually call it a medicine, but it's promising in the future. And when we look at government, it seems like they're barely just trying to figure it out right now. Regulating marijuana itself seems like, since it was considered a drug for such a long time, they're making this decriminalization transition, and it's gonna be difficult, but I think they're gonna figure it out. I wanted to look at the business aspect of the industry. I wanted to see what a professional had to say for the future of CBD and how government's gonna play into that. So I was able to interview a man named Peter Holden, and this is a CFO of a marijuana collective called Holden Farms. They're Oregon-based, and they also separately distribute CBD and THC derivatives, and they also have a side company called Holden Farms CBD. So I wanted to have him talking about it today, but he's a pretty busy guy. He kind of flaked on me. So I had to do the interview over email, but that's fine. I asked him a little bit about his job, and he told me that he sells high-end CBD products to customers across America, that they work with the top-tier CBD manufacturers to bring customers the highest-grade medicine, and they only use whole plant-based CBD products. So it is from hemp, so it is legal. Legislature allows them to distribute it to most places in America. So I wanted to ask him a few questions. One of them was, what was your biggest legal setbacks involving your line of work? He knew exactly what that was, and he told me banking. He said, when it came to the actual plant, marijuana, the flower itself, there was very few, if any, banks that accepted money that was profited from the flower. And if they did, they were not FDIC insured. So that was definitely a setback. And he also told me his biggest setback relating to CBD is that many credit card processing agencies, such as Stripe and PayPal, they ban CBD sales from their policy. So once again, it's kind of like taking a step back in the wrong direction, but they're still trying. I wanted to see what his opinion was on, you know, these changing times surrounding marijuana. I wanted to know where he sees this playing a role in the future of CBD and CBD distribution. He let me know that he estimates that within the next 20 years, the industry will be a $1 billion industry, and it will be very highly regulated by the government. The only reason it isn't right now is because the government's failure to efficiently regulate it. And, you know, you can't blame them because they're just still trying to figure it out. And then my interests were piqued with medications such as Epidiolex, that I wanted to know if there was any collaborations between marijuana distributors and Big Pharma in the future. So I asked him about that. And he told me that he thinks that Big Pharma will actually try their hardest to put their grips around the profits and the benefits of CBD. He also noted that it's up to consumers to ensure that their medicine remains natural and unmodified. So, he definitely had a little bias there, but he didn't really like Big Pharma, but can't blame him. But it was good to get some insight on his end of the field. So, who knows what the future holds for us. It is definitely clear to see that government is trying to figure out how they will regulate it in the future to ensure the safety of all its people. And it is clear also to see that studies keep coming out every day. There's studies in the process as we speak right now that are going to prove all the medicinal aspects of CBD. So it's only a matter of time. I just want to say thank you, everybody. Thanks for listening to Wyatt's podcast about CBD. Hope you guys have a good night. Ciao.